If you're a regular listener of State of the Arts, then you've already heard of the Caldo Collective. And you might wonder, why is this lady featuring the Caldo Collective so much? Because it's so innovative and it's so grassroots, and because all the money goes to the artist. I like all of those things. The second Caldo Collective Frijol Feast is going to be tomorrow evening, 7:30 to 9:30, at the home of Marina Monsivais. And what you need to do to reserve your place, which I hope you will do quickly as you listen to this interview, is go online to thecaldocollective.com, or you can email thecaldocollective@gmail.com, because I have with me three of the five artists who will be vying for the evening's take, which comes out to roughly anywhere between $500 and $1,000. This is only the second event, second Frijol Feast for the Caldo Collective, and I have to say the first one was fabulous. So, now let's meet Michelle Pasillas, Diane Vera, and Marvin Hill. Welcome to the three of you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
I know this is a busy time. You're preparing for tomorrow's presentation at the Frijol Feast. The other artists unable to attend today are Peter Svarsbein and Philip Sullivan. But give me the basics, if you would, Michelle, on what have you done so far to become a part of this process?
I was first introduced to the Caldo Collective through a friend, and I kept looking into it and saw the Frijol Feast, and I initially had an idea that I'd have had for like a year or so. Mm-hmm. I've been nervous to do it. I attended the first Frijol Feast.
You did, okay.
And saw the process and mm-hmm. decided to go for it.
So it's a good thing then for artists who might be interested to attend the feast themselves and see what goes on.
Oh, yes. I found it very helpful.
Yes. And Diane, how difficult did you find the paperwork? That's something that can really be a turnoff for artists to apply.
It's hard to like write when you have this great idea and to formulate it to, you know, mm-hmm. from the visual to like a written form. But I think just having like friends to like kind of look it over and cheer you on was a big help in doing all the paperwork for it.
How extensive was the paperwork? How many pages or paragraphs?
It wasn't too bad. It's kind of like applying for a job or something like that. You know, like a resume, just like a short intro to what you've done and what you want to do. So it wasn't too bad, but it's still daunting to, you know, put it on paper and, you know, like Michelle said, it's kind of nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time.
But the neat thing about it is that so advances an artist's career, the ability deal with that stuff. You have to create it, and then it serves you from that point forward. You can use it in lots of different settings. And Marvin, how have you found this process so far? Fairly accessible or really taxing to become involved in it?
No, it's really accessible. Everything's online. And I think, if anything, it's so easy to apply. And like you said, the paperwork's not hard. Okay. If you can apply to Peter Piper, you can apply to this.
All right. That's put it in context. All right. So what's going to happen tomorrow evening, if I recall correctly, there's a chef who donates his time and makes a killer bowl of some kind of really good soup. Delicious, crusty, fresh-made bread. Water to drink. Everybody sits around the tables and feeds themselves. And you can have refills. And then, do you remember the process? What will the process be tomorrow evening?
Then Social Rodriguez, I think she explains the process to the audience once more. Mm-hmm. And just to clarify what they should be looking for from each presentation. And then they just jump in, and there's five of us. We all get 5 to 7 minutes to present and show our best foot.
Okay. And I do know that at some point the artists go from table to table, and we get, as visitors, we get to speak with each of you and kind of visit and find out a little bit. Let's get down to what you'll actually be presenting. Can you give me a thumbnail sketch, Diane, of your project?
Sure. Pretty much what I'm proposing is that I want to go out into the community and just find people who are homeless or have some sort of disadvantage. And I just want to hear their story. I want to, you know, give them a platform and a voice to just kind of explain how they've gotten there. You know, with our city growing and it's so family oriented, it just boggles my mind that we have so many homeless people. So I want to interview them. And then after the interview, like, I want to, you know, give them like, you know, just like some like a food donation and maybe some clothes or something. And then I want to exchange that for like just a piece of clothing or something of theirs. And then I will rewrite their story of what they said and print it onto the item that they give me. And kind of just want to, you know, give them a voice, give them some hope.
And what will be the physical manifestation of your art project?
It'll be the whatever piece of clothing that they share with me. I will rewrite their story and screen print it onto their clothing, and then a couple of photographs.
Okay, so it becomes a visual art piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. And ultimate exhibition space would be where?
I've been looking at just local venues, just trying to find. Right. I think it would be really cool if I could find like an abandoned house or building to kind of set something up. So
So there's room for that to evolve as part of the project. You don't have to have everything nailed down completely as you go in.
Right.
Sweet. Very nice. And Marvin, give us the thumbnail on your project.
Well, I just want to do a call for documents. Like historic and present. I think in this day and age, it's so easy for us to show the world what we're doing when we're doing it. And I want people to look back into their personal family history and take out maybe photos of like their grandparents' first car and juxtapose that next to their first car. You know, you might have like it's an extreme example, but like a Model T Ford and you have a Prius now.
So
stuff like that. And then writings too. I just want to, I want the community to see itself through other eyes.
Now, you already know yourselves as artists and your educational backgrounds, and I want to just drop back real quickly to put in context that, Diane, you have your BFA from UTEP and your master's also?
Yes, my master's in art education with an emphasis in printmaking.
Okay, so we're talking well-educated, professional individuals here. Marvin, your background, correct me if I'm wrong, BFA in painting with a minor in anthropology from here at UTEP.
Yes.
And you're both visual artists. You are a figurative painter, Marvin. And how will you ultimately, what will be the physical expression of your project?
Well, the manifestation will be a lot of those photographs, like old-timey photographs, new photographs, and then even writing documentation like journals, if you have it. Now, I was thinking that maybe we can have people read their journals or their diaries when at that point in their time.
Interesting. Interesting. So you're both interesting that you're both in a way documenting certain ephemera, but you, with, in your case, clothing and personal articles, Diane and Marvin, you with photographs and comparisons, juxtaposing people's histories.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it's the age you are at in the different time periods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Now, Michelle, you have your BFA in dance from UTEP, and you teach and perform throughout the city. If you want to augment that, by all means, and give us the sketch of your proposed project.
The idea for my project is to integrate the arts and the sciences. And the way I want to do that, the mediums I would use would be dance, my background, and engineering. And I actually want to put together a whole team of dancers and different engineering students, so all backgrounds, the civic, civil engineering, mechanical, metallurgical, any of those. And
talk about bridging a chasm. My brain is smoking. Hold on, I'm trying to imagine this. What's the physical setting that you're trying
right.
going to be
so
exploring?
Right. So this is the cool part. I think it's the cool part. It'll culminate in little happenings, little performances around the College of Engineering buildings.
Ooh, on campus. Here.
On campus here.
Okay.
It'll be really exciting, and it'll be a public event. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen in the middle of the day. People walking by will see this. This little mini performance combining engineering aspects and art and dance aspects.
Are you dating an engineering student or something? Is that possible?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are. Okay, I'm taking a leap here because when they're, and I could be wrong, are you dating an engineering person?
Yes.
Oh, see, I knew it.
My dad also, though, is an engineer.
Okay.
So I have.
But I think this is cool because we use what we know. I mean, Frida Kahlo and
Diego Rivera.
Thank you, Diego. I mean, you think they influenced each other's work?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so I'm thinking this is such a remarkable pairing of subject matter that there has to be a personal connection here. So thank you. You've made me feel like I'm terribly intuitive and have a keen sense of the obvious. So that's really interesting. How many other projects have you done? What else have you explored in the community as artists that we might not have recognized was part of your work?
I haven't done any independent projects, but I worked with a while for a modern dance company It was Mackenzie Rosales Dance and Company, and
we
got to perform at various venues and a couple of times even at the Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And that was the most public, out there, different kind of performance.
Yeah.
For me, I've just done like little things, like I've done like Chalk the Block, and then I've done a lot of things through the district that I work at with my students or by myself, and a couple of, you know, art shows around the city.
So. You teach in the Isleta district, is that correct? What level students?
I teach high school, so it's Art 1 and 2.
Awesome.
9th through 12th grade.
Yay, they're in good hands. Marvin, how about you?
I helped Margie build a ceramic tractor once, but...
Oh, that one! Yeah. Margarita Cabrera?
Yeah.
And that was a ceramic tractor in front of the Border Arts Residency up in La Union. That's cool. That I remember, but yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Well, the other two artists who could not be here are Peter Svarsbein, who's photo video media project artist, and then Philip Sullivan is a photographer. And so all five of you will be on the line tomorrow evening, and this just promises to be a really extraordinary event. I want to thank my guests today, Michelle Pasillas, Diane Vera, and Marvin Hill, three of the five artists who will be vying for the take from the second Caldo Collective Frijol Feast, which is an innovative local microfunding initiative. This is the second event, and it's tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 at a private home. You can go online to thecaldocollective.com or email thecaldocollective@gmail.com to RSVP. So I really encourage the public to get involved and support this excellent opportunity to fund our artists and make magic happen very quickly through this innovative program. Again, my thanks to the three of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.